Henry Louis Hank Aaron, born February 5th, 1934, nickname Hammer or Hammerin' Hank. Amazing ball player. Got a chance to see him play back in the day. Right fielder, he's currently the senior vice president of the Atlanta Braves. And he was batted right, threw right, debuted April 13th, 1954 for the Milwaukee Braves. His last appearance was October 3rd, 1976 for the Milwaukee Brewers. A 305 lifetime batting average, 3,771 hits, 755 home runs, 2,297 home runs. He played the vast majority of his ball games in right field. In his last two seasons, he was primarily a designated hitter. He was a National League All-Star for 20 seasons and an American League All-Star for one season. He holds the record for the most seasons as an All-Star, the most All-Star game selections, 25, and he's tied with Willie Mays and Stan Musial for the most All-Star games played, 24. Gold Glove winner for three seasons. In 1957, he was the National League Most Valuable Player when the Milwaukee Braves won the World Series. He won the National League Player of the Month Award in May 1958 and June 1967. He holds the Major League records for the most career runs batted in, 2,297, extra base hits, 1,477, and total bases, 6,856. So a 25-time All-Star, a World Series champion, National League MVP, three-time Gold Glove, two-time National League batting champion, four-time National League home run leader, four-time National League RBI leader. His Atlanta Braves number 44 is retired. His Milwaukee Brewers number 44 retired. He's the Major League Baseball, he's part of the Major League Baseball All-Century team. An amazing, amazing man who was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1982 on a first ballot. Makes complete sense. When you think of him, I remember times where I'd watch him hit, and it was always hard. Many of the outfielders of the time said, and infielders, but mostly outfielders, as the ball was coming their way, that nobody hit the ball harder. In fact, when he would hit a home run, it seemed that it was a line drive, and then it would take steps up that ultimately it would land in the bleachers or the outfield crowd. Amazing, amazing man. The thing that hits me the hardest with him, though, is the fact of the racism that he dealt with as he was getting close to breaking Babe Ruth's record. It is said that he was the recipient of death threats during the 1973-74 season, and a large assortment of hate mail from people who did not want to see Aaron break Ruth's record. The extent of the threats were even in the newspapers of the time. Sports Illustrated pointed out the racism, and it said this, it said, "Is this to be the year in which Aaron, at the age of 39, takes a moonwalk above one of the most hallowed individual records in American sport? Or will it be remembered as the season in which Aaron, the most dignified of athletes, was besieged with hate mail and trapped by the cobwebs and goblins that lurk in baseball's attic?" Baseball was ahead of many sports and at times behind on many sports. You think by the time that 1865 rolls around and Abraham Lincoln had done what he did, the Civil War did what they did, now we just move from Reconstruction to other ways of keeping certain groups of people where many thought they should stay. At the end of the 1973 season, Aaron received a plaque from the U.S. Postal Service for receiving more mail, 930,000 pieces, than any person, excluding politicians. Babe Ruth's widow, Claire Hodgson, even denounced the racism and declared that her husband would have enthusiastically cheered Aaron's attempt at the record. As the 1974 season began, Aaron's pursuit of the record caused a small controversy. The Braves opened the season on the road in Cincinnati with a three-game series against the Cincinnati Reds. Braves management wanted him to break the record in Atlanta and were therefore going to have Aaron sit out the first three games of the season. But Bowie Kuhn, who was the commissioner, ruled that he had to play two games in the first series. He played two out of three, tying Babe Ruth's record in his very first at-bat on his first swing of the season. But he did not hit another home run in that series. They returned to Atlanta, and on April 8, 1974, a crowd of 53,775 people showed up for the game. That was a Braves attendance record. And if you know any of the story, Al Downing's pitching for Los Angeles, and he gives up that pitch. And Vin Scully says this: "What a marvelous moment for baseball. What a marvelous moment for Atlanta and the state of Georgia. What a marvelous moment for the country and the world. A black man is getting a standing ovation in the deep South for breaking a record of an all-time baseball idol. And it is a great moment for all of us, and particularly for Henry Aaron. And for the first time in a long time, that poker face in Aaron shows the tremendous strain and relief of what it must have been like to live with for the past several months." Death threats over a game? Racism. The Bible addresses racism in many, many different ways. Something that people need to remember is the first thing to understand in that discussion is that there's only one race, the human race. Caucasians, Africans, Asians, Indians, Arabs, and Jews are not different races. Rather, they are different ethnicities of the human race. All human beings have the same physical characteristics, with minor variations, of course. More importantly, all human beings are equally created in the image and likeness of God. Genesis 1, 26 and 27. God loved the world so much that he sent Jesus to lay down his life for us. John 3, 16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." John 3, 16 and 17. Even Jesus commands us to love one another as he loves us. So if God is impartial and loves us with impartiality, then we need to love others with that same high standard. Jesus teaches in Matthew 25 that whatever we do to the least of our brothers, we do to him. If we treat a person with contempt, we are mistreating a person created in God's image. We are hurting somebody whom God loves and for whom Jesus died. In the Old Testament, God divided humanity into two racial groups, Jews and Gentiles. And God's intent for the Jews was to be a kingdom of priests ministering to the Gentile nations. Instead, for the most part, the Jews became proud of their status and despised the Gentiles. And Jesus Christ put an end to this, destroying the dividing wall of hostility. He says in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 14, "For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility." As all forms of racism, prejudice, and discrimination are affronts to the work of Christ on the cross. So, where are you at today? This record being broken years ago, and how people responded to it, said much of how people viewed one another. Where's your heart when it comes to race? Do you look down on? Do you think that there are races that are superior? None are superior. We all need to bow the knee to one God and one Savior. I'm so grateful for His Son who makes all of that possible, Jesus Christ.